4 years ago, Duke Energy spilled 40,000 tons of coal ash into the Dan River, a disaster that cost millions to clean up. That accident caught the attention of Virginia State Senator Amanda Chase and her constituents in Chesterfield, where Dominion Energy stores ash from the last of the state's coal-burning power plants.
One thing that stuck out to me was that there was a floodplain right in the middle of this coal ash pond. And I also noticed that this football field size coal ash mound is sitting right next to the James River. We're talking within feet.
The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality said river water was not contaminated, but the Southern Environmental Law Center found otherwise.
We have documented contamination of the groundwater, documentation that these sites are leaking, that the groundwater at these sites flows into the rivers. That's what groundwater does.
Nate Benferrato is an attorney with the SELC.
At Chesterfield, for example, it's adjacent to a conservation area where people hike, where people kayak. We've done sampling in these public areas, and we see very high levels of things like arsenic.
Other toxics were detected near coal ash storage ponds in Chesapeake, Fluvanna, and Prince William counties.
A lot of these are actually naturally occurring, but when you burn coal, you're actually concentrating the stuff that doesn't burn. Things like lead, mercury, hexavalent chromium, radium. Radium is a radioactive element that we think of more in terms of nuclear waste, but it's also present in coal ash, and we're seeing very high levels at the Virginia sites.
The news alarmed Senator Chase, who introduced a bill requiring Dominion to figure out what it would cost to clean up these sites.
The most important thing for me as a legislator and as a mom is to make sure that we are creating a protective barrier between the groundwater and that coal ash that's still there.
Dominion concluded it would be very expensive to move coal ash into pits lined with plastic and clay. The SELC's Benferrato disagrees, noting other states are finding the money to do the job.
In South Carolina, for example, they have about the same amount of ash that Virginia does. Every single unlined impoundment is being dug up and either put into a modern landfill or recycled for cement and concrete.
Chase didn't actually like the idea of moving coal ash to lined landfills.
We didn't want to create a second public safety issue by trucking the coal ash off of the property and having hundreds of thousands of truckloads of coal ash going through residential communities and on our roads that we travel on.
But she and other lawmakers thought recycling on site made sense, and they asked the utility to put out a request for proposals from companies that could use ash to make bricks, roofing materials, cement, and concrete. Here's Dominion spokesman Robert Richardson.
We have reached out to companies in Virginia and in the region and said, we want you to submit a proposal to recycle coal ash at Brimo, Chesapeake, Chesterfield, and Possum Point Power Station. To date, about 60 companies have said that they have some level of interest in that.
Dominion will stop accepting offers on September 15th and will spend the next 2 months crafting a business plan to address the coal ash problem. It may still be expensive for the company and the state, but Senator Chase says we can pay now or later.
Cancer is expensive.
And attorney Nate Benferrato says there are economic advantages to cleanup, higher property values, improved public health, and a lower risk of lawsuits over pollution. I'm Sandy Houseman.